Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Lion reign, Jesus reign. Reign, Jesus reign. Reign, Jesus reign. King of Zion, Judah's Lion reign. Jesus reign. Oh, He is the King.
Lift up your hands and let's pray. There's a problem with my sound. It's a problem with my sound. Indeed, He is the King of Zion. Lift up your hands, everybody. He is the King of Zion,
Judah's Lion reign. Jesus reign.
Lift up your hands. He's the King of Zion.
King of Zion, Judah's Lion reign. Jesus reign.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, give me sound. Give me sound. Give me sound. We thank you for today. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come and have your way amongst us. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Come and be with us. Come and bless us. Come and anoint us. In Jesus' name, we pray. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, put your hands together for the Lord.
He is the King of Zion.
Sit down.
Judah's Zion reign. Jesus reign. King of Zion.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Oh. Putting your hands together for the Lord also means clapping for Jesus. Amen. What? Caleb, small, small. This one is not a funeral, eh? Small, eh? I know today you are happy. No, Elsie has come. So, but small, eh? It's not like we are doing funeral. The funeral is not today. Amen. Hallelujah. Achu. Achu, never shake kaftan. She honorable. Amen. I want to take the opportunity to welcome all of you back to church. And all our... Second, you see, the way you are clapping, it's not making me look like all our SHS from Hussein Kra. Are they graduating? No, they are not graduates. SHS, freshers. They've gone to, some of them, when I saw them, I couldn't make them out. Hey, Abena. And so I've been, I said, no. Ah, is that Prince? No, this is Prince. No, Prince, stand up and let me see something. Wallahi. Hey! Chese, Ghana Tajereo. Jesus. My God. Taleba, you are all looking. Hey, Janita, remain in your head. No, this is Janita. When I entered, no, I couldn't. I who is singing? The voice sounds familiar, but the human being. But Elsie looks like she has put on weight too. I was asking her whether she slept in the kitchen. prisoner to body has come. Wow. So some of the girls. You will say kakana mshe. Fresh girl. Fresh girls in the booty. Yeah, kakana mshe. But Eli, you were sleeping in the kitchen. Some of you too, it's like you were weeding, like just say, weed. Look at Kofi. Kofi didn't change you. That's growing tall and things. Oh, bra. Wonder. Oh, clap for Wonder. Oh, Akraka. No, I think they should bring us greetings from their schools one by one. I have time today. I'm not going anywhere. I have time. So, Janita, you have the microphone. Please come. Come, you mention your school, then you tell us, you bring us greetings from your school. No, come here. If you don't clap and it's your turn, nobody will clap for you. So mention your name. For the purpose of those who be listening to our podcast, they don't know you, so they have to mention your name and then the school where you came from.
My name is Juanita AC at TV.
Juanita AC at TV, yeah.
And I'm from Infantiman Girls.
Infantiman Girls! Oh! The people here. No, you people clap. Eh? Let's do the church. The people here, let's do the church. Greetings from. What course? What course are you doing?
General Art.
A future journalist. You want to become what in future? A journalist and doctor. Lawyer. Yeah, so greetings. What were your experiences at school? Just give her two experiences. Give me my mantle. Today I'm here. Today we are not going anywhere. Oh, come out.
We're always running.
Always running? In this Cooper. Run, you don't sleep.
To
run
the house, quiet. To the dorm, to assembly, and dining. If you are late for dining, you can't be late.
You can't be late. If you are late, you go collect.
Yes, dining was very, very nice.
Dining was nice.
Yes.
Enuponye. The dining that was nice, enuponye.
1 week beans. One month beans.
1 month beans.
Lunch.
One month you eat beans for gobe for lunch.
Yes.
Okay. And cocoa is part.
No.
Hey, and they say it's not gobe.
More. And then in the morning, cocoa. White cocoa.
Cocoa.
Yes, in the evening, kinky.
What a combination.
That's all.
I see. So do you enjoy the school? You should change your school.
If you
come here, you want me to change your school, you can tell me. You know that may have connection. I can change your school for you. So you enjoy the school. So do you have a school mother?
No.
You don't like?
School protector.
School protector. Oh, okay. It's a new thing. I see. So we bring you greetings from Ifantima. Ifantima, the short form of your name is what?
Sight.
Man's sight. All right. So give it to the next person. Who is the next person? Abena, please clap for Abena Bwaji. Abena Oswati. Oh, school no. Why you doing tumso? Free her now. Why you kiss? Yeah. Oh. And now I can't don't pink wa. Remove all the meat and give me dumpe. Yes, your name.
My name is Nana Abna Bwaji.
I'm saying, as they have come, the English is English. When I'm Bwaji. Yes, now can you go on okay? School, no?
I went to Okapman School.
Okapman, okay. Okwas. Your short form is
Okwas.
Is it great Okwas? Yeah. School be a great in Kahwen. Yes, school papa. They use the great to do for their. Yeah. Your experiences.
I'm a general art student.
Okay, general art.
Okay.
Oh, speak louder and fast, okay? We have a lot of people are coming.
Okay, so let's talk about dining.
Dining. Everybody's like, the dining part is the... Hey, sit down. Aeroplane repairer, sit down. Foolish man. Not to spoil my church. You just came, man. You, since Christmas, I'm now seeing you. You see something. Yes.
So, in the morning, we take Tom Brown.
Is it Tom Brown, or
no.
Tom Brown?
White
Tom Brown. Tom Brown, but it's white. It's not brown again, it's white brown. Tom White.
And in the afternoon, it's either kinky or beans.
Kinky or beans. Me see. Beans, not the Ghana Education
and
Service.
In the evening, it's kinky throughout.
Kinky throughout evening.
Yeah, with your own pepper. And...
Your own pepper? No, are you serious? Your own... No, say it and let's hear. Your own pepper?
Yes.
They just give you kenke without pepper?
No. That's new. Get something that is like stew or soup. But.
What are you telling us? They give you kenke and you look for your own pepper. In India, this school, you have to change the school. Then call Twaso.
Oh,
okay. JM Twaso.
Okay, but generally the school is okay.
Okay.
And
oh, speaking to the mic. Is it not the same mic you are using? Yes, so speak and let's hear.
And I said the school is okay. And yes, and also I met some church members over there.
Yeah, I know you used to call me. I think you and Janita, you are the only people who call me. Elsie too calls me once. The rest, they were on their way.
But, okay, so one of the training that I got from the school was how to walk and then how to talk.
How to walk and how to talk. We are coming to slay. How to walk and how to talk. Uh-huh. Because you won't be talking by heart. School there, you.
And our school's motto is Semper Primus, meaning always first.
Always first. So you enjoy your school. Should we change it?
Please.
You like it?
Yes.
Beautiful. Next contestant. Why are you not clapping? Hey. Boy, Elsie. They say 2 weeks here, Crawford call by. They're walking alone.
Thank you.
Why the mic to the show? You have to hold the mic. Sister, hold the mic. Kasa, let's go. I have to preach, oh, Aria. This is not the preaching.
So, my name is Elsie Samoa. And I'm from Archbishop Portagels.
Archbishop Portagels. Do you see? You don't know where it is. You are not clapping. It's in Western Region. Adisco is by you. No, that's from Adisco. Then we are coming to your place.
I don't know.
You don't know. I'm telling you. So it's a girls' school. Yours is mixed. Yours is girls. Okay.
The dining food, it was very...
Why are you all talking about dining? Anyway, I think that's where the experience is, the dining.
No, they don't punish me.
They don't punish in the school?
They punish, but...
But you, dear, you're on diet, so...
And I don't work that much.
Okay.
Because, yes, I lie.
You told them that you don't... If you work small, you collapse. So they exempted you from so many...
Yes.
Okay. You have a school mother?
Yes, I have a school mother.
What's her name?
Sister Marilyn.
Sister what?
Marilyn.
Marilyn.
Yeah.
Hey. So, Dani, what have you been eating?
Okay, so me, I've never eaten gari.
You don't eat gari? Yeah, that's my girl. No gari.
No beans.
I am any more gari. You go and look for your own shit on them. I don't know gari. Elsie does eat gari. Gary?
No beans, no kinky.
No beans, no kinky, no Gary.
So rice.
Salad. Rice and salad.
No,
jollof.
Sauce.
And yes, stew. Rice and stew.
No, stew sauce. Is different. We have a stew.
Sauce. And then the woman named my sauce. No.
Like,
they use?
That's what they use, but
okay.
Nice. With fish and every table.
Wait, you see the fish?
Yes.
Because these people, they feel the fish, but you see the fish.
You see it.
School, they are different schools, so. Different school, but one Ghana,
And every table.
So, what have you learned from the school?
Oh, The folding. We have the pottery.
Folding. Yes. What is folding? Like, you learn how to fold your things.
Yes.
And how to lay your bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have the Potterian walk.
Potterian walk. Yeah. That one is what?
Potter girls.
How potters is called Potterian. Kelakosku. Kelakosku. Na 9-10 year basa basa crowd the day cra. Kelakosku. Kosku. Sorry, Anna. Oh, how my dream will feel hasi. Aha. Fakoma Abigail. Allah. Allah. Some of you, when you go next time and you come, I won't see you again. You remain the full stop. Kanshalala. About this thing, we've stopped wearing it all. Mm-hmm. Allah. Allah. Not here, no. Come away. Now, okay. Uh-huh. Come. We're free. You're not co-school. You're not co-school. And they be our glorious spells. Glorious spells. Mm-hmm. Kasa.
Shai.
I go by the name Abigail. Abigail. Chale kauni pa bebre, wa bebre wa hasi.
I name Abigail Hema Dakwa, and I'm from Asim Mainso Senior High.
Hey, tubo tubo. Asim. Asim Mainso Senior High.
Mas.
Great Amas. School na great kauni. I know that school. Great. Why you no clapping you people?
And.
Charlie, sweetheart, talk, and let's go.
It's perseverance leads to success.
Perseverance. Say it again.
Perseverance leads to success.
What? Charlie, mumbo musem. They said don't clap. Mumbo musem to encourage my girl. Yes. What have you learned? Oh, you want to talk about dining? You're a dining. You don't go to dining. No, you don't go to dining. When we close, pray for us. No. When we close, lay hands on all of us. So how do you survive? Oh, you are an Afimbian. How do you? What do you eat? You eat from your chobos.
Then you have fried rice and spaghetti.
You go to home accounts department and there's fried rice. Speak it to the mic so that the police in don't know that it's not a lie. They know that this is a good school. Fried rice and was spaghetti.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we have a part of the school where they sell rice balls.
Yeah, like some canteen, bush canteen type of thing. So that's where you eat from.
No, I eat from
home accounts. I don't want them for be home.
No.
Yeah, school mother. Okay.
Yanni house.
Okay.
And then my is the Yanni.
Prefect. The house prefect is your school mother. We can understand why you are experiencing all these goodies. So. What have you learned from the school?
The vision statement school. And then the mission statement. Yes. Our vision statement says that we should be hardworking, and then we should focus on whatever we want to do.
Charlie, all of you, I come to focus this 2024. Focus in Kwa. Please put your hands together for Abigail or him and Dankwa. Now we want to go secondary school, Nubi. Want to go secondary school? No, she didn't go to secondary school. Is she not a form one girl? She went to form two. She's not, are you in form one? Form two. Now form two, yeah, then what I say? Mama, why? Oh, dear, bro. We are now, we are, but now, so, Abba. Now, half a day, I call a. Yeah, call boys, boys. Allah. Actually, we boss about. We're feeling. Two months in, we're feeling. Wallah.
My name is
Egina. Shuno. Shun. Please, Lade.
Waga.
Edina Mawaga. School never cost Edina Mawaga. Uwahanenya Waga.
I'm a student of vegetarian.
Uh-huh. Vegetarian Senior High. Shy! And I'm a preachy beer. Vegetarian Senior High. Presbyterian. Foolish girl. And vegetarian. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm a student of
Presbyterian. Presbyterian and vegetarian. Presbyterian Senior High. Venue. Ebri.
Yes.
Why is her mic not working? You did science.
Okay, talking about dining. So on in the morning we take
dining is compulsory. You can't say you're going to eat at home economies something. You have to eat by fall. If you don't like the cake, we'll mash it for you. Rice, we'll do it equally. You eat, you drink it.
So that Tom Brown or rice water.
Is it the Tom Brown or white brown?
Tom Brown.
You can see the brown. I mean, yeah. Abena, I'm saying people to you. Who there? You are seeing white brown. It's thick. I see it's thick too. Hey, Presby School. Presby School. It's thick. It's milk. Jesus. And your own sugar. You bring your own milk and your own sugar. School not say. Oma says school. Afternoon is beans and cocoa. Look, bring the other microphone and let the service be nice. I didn't cry, no. Oh.
Amen.
Evening, it depends. Sometimes skin care with pepper and
salt. Bring my wait. Tubo. I said my okay, asempa. It's very important. Maybe as our minister is listening to our podcast, he can help us. Because bringing your own sugar there is worrying me. Speak.
So sometimes we take sardine for free.
Hey, can you hear sardine? Sardine for free. Sit down. Sit down. Foolish man. Yes, talk.
Sometimes sardine for free.
Sometimes to know the day the headmaster is angry, no sardine. I think that all somebody now, because this girl when she was living here, she was like, I say no the coin. She said, but they are back. It is sardine. That's what I'm saying that when you are choosing your school, come. I'll help you with the choosing of the school. Now, there are some schools you bring your own shito and your own milk and your own sugar. Right now, remaining small, they'll tell that you bring your own school to the school. The idea is, wait. A sauce and access stew. What can you? Sauce. Mashed beans, palm oil. Bean stew now. Okay. Gobe. One, two. Bring me my other microphone in my box. Bring it. I want them to speak properly. You, those of you who are doing the sound, hurry up, fast.
Amen.
No. Throw that microphone away. Use this one. This one there to come.
We also learned how to walk.
How to walk,
And confidence, like
confidence walk, No, the mic is working, so please use it like the way I'm using it on the school compound. And yes, more the time, at the practicals. Ghana was beautiful.
When it comes to working, to the whole school is tired.
They have tiled the whole school.
Yes.
So you don't weed.
No.
See, that school is different, though.
Different. Please, I'll let you visit my school.
I'll come there, sister. Why not? When you go, I'll come and visit you. I'll visit everybody one by one. I'm starting from the potter's, from potter's site. Now I'm basing call a sent a Eastern before I'll go to Volta. Now Volta.
We have nice places like the Sector Gardens. Serious coffee and the roundabout. Hey. Our school.
So, what did you learn from the school so far? How to walk.
We learned something from our motto, which is Osuahu Nim Dear Osompa.
Our motto no local.
Yes.
But your motto is Latin. Okay, Latin. Okay. All right. Fakoma, madam. You went to Volta. Where? Eastern. Bra. Come home before boys come. Boys, you're a bar. Allah. Boys, you're there. Can who, sister, you need time. I have to preach.
I'm on 7 minutes.
Yeah, what? Benis and sound and now Kasa say it was cool and tremu confident talk confident in the anchor movie Kasai 1 2
oh. Hello,
I'm from Adonti Senior High.
Adonti Chifogbe School is Adonti. Adonti, they say it's by Mampon, between Mampon and I don't. So your school is Great Adonth.
Great Adonth School. And motto is brighten the corner where you are.
No light off. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner.
And I will talk about our church service.
You see how some people are going. Spiritual food, no. If people be dinner, na dining, na being stew, momo ne adi. Or see church service, sister call prophetess.
It's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
Where you go to church in the morning? The last time I came there, they were mako even on Sunday. I no pa pasho by 5:30. No mukwa sorry. Kasai, what course are you doing?
General
art. All of you are doing general art. Elsie, general art. Abigail, general art. Priscilla, general art. Science. Okay. Achu, general art. Achu, do home eco. Okay. Let's go. That's all you want to say about your school. They didn't teach you how to walk. They didn't teach. Okay, so you go and give to boys. Yes, go and give to Kofi. Give to Kofi. We are starting with Kofi. Honorable Besin. Wallahi. Shy. Or that dear in the building. Oh, Ukoskupa, they teach you how to dress well. At the school studio, you can wear supporter and come. Master Adiana, Juma Kasa.
Wait.
Voice, no. Voice, no. Oh, that, yeah, yes, Kasa.
Good morning. I'm from the Presbyterian Boys Secondary School.
Oh, that, yeah. National Science and Maths Quiz. What is happening there?
I'm a science student.
Science 1 4 years old. Maths, science, elective maths. Physics, chemistry, biology. Priest, I said you're also doing the same thing. Okay, then we'll do science and math quiz here.
The quiz mainly about studies and prayer. So
you're in Accra.
I'm in Accra.
Around Medina Market, that place. Seito is part of Medina Market, opposite Lego.
So we pray a lot.
Pray. You pray. Bible. Dining. Say they pray a lot. They pray. Pray and yes.
And we also study quite a lot.
You do. You say poems.
We study quite a lot.
You pray and study. And you need life fasting.
In relation to dining, as you guys are saying, it's composed, but I hardly go for dining.
About you, dear.
I wouldn't.
Don't like those food. But the food, is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we have proper meals. I have a menu, actually.
There's menu?
Yeah.
Hey, every month there are beans for the whole month, too. What are more menu?
Yeah, I have a menu. Some of the fruits, the breakfast.
Fruits?
Yeah.
That be tobo. Your mama fruits?
No, food.
Food. I thought you said fruit. Like I said, hey, and they all come to Presec. My girls will come to Presec.
Breakfast, they give us milk and bread.
Milk and butter, bread. And that's why they win the science and math quiz, you know. Because they eat milk, they drink milk, so their brain works well. I've got them one for 1 year. No?
Our motto is illuminate to be the most.
Yeah, in that light we shall see light. I lie. Other dear school.
That's all.
Yeah. What have you learned from the school so far?
We have core values: integrity, discipline, and those things. So.
Ah, back office in form two. Do koye yeah. No and I thought they went and came and there was some 2 weeks B and came back. Ah, December. That's why. All right, next. So I have Odadie and I also have Akraka Bleu. Bleu. Shy. Shudu. So this is Medina Market and this is Kaneshi Market. Ah. But you know, number boy, do you know how I. Ah, SRC president. Tale kasa kasa.
So, I'm over a wonder coming from Accra Academy. You so the school, no?
You, but we have not preached, though. We haven't preached yet, too. And then yeah. You close tomorrow morning, eh? We are not, let's close.
Okay, me what the advice I'll give to you is that if you give birth,
hey, you can't advise us. You have not finished the school, you can't advise us. Tell us something is doing, you come to advise us. Advise yourself, stand here and advise yourself. Tell us okay, what so, course you are doing, and come to advise us.
Okay, I'm a business student.
Business, okay, it's a dear basa 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 basa.
One bus two.
One what?
One business two.
One business two, and now one bus two, no, all right.
Okay, so my
so you do costing accounting?
No, I do elective mass.
Elective mass.
Financial accounting.
Accounting.
Business management.
Business management and
economics.
Accounts, okay.
So, as for the dining, they will go pa.
Yeah, you go pa. Yeah. I don't joke with the food. They go pa. But yeah, six times a day.
The food is nice. The food is nice,
okay.
They give us.
Tom, is it Tom Brown? Red?
Yes.
Red?
Yes.
Red?
No.
Tom brown. Red? Yes, Tom White? Tom, you can see the brown?
Yes. Okay. This one you can
see.
And milk.
Milk? Do yes. They give you milk?
Yes, because this one, Minister of Education will be coming there very soon.
Ah, the Minister of Education will be visiting people. So they have to make people drink milk. So when he asks, he will say, you eat milk. Okay.
And bread, the round ones.
Bread, the brown, wheat bread.
Round.
The round.
The place is normal.
It's good. So should we change your school for you?
Oh no.
You like it?
Yes.
Beautiful. Go and give it to Prince. Ah, but you which school? Yeah, okay, you have okay. So give it to Prince. Shy. Ah, my Ganata boy. Shy.
My name is Prince.
Uh-huh. The height has come. But when he was going like this, now the.
I bring greetings from Ganata Senior High.
Hey. Your motto is what? Seize the opportunity.
Carpe diem, meaning excellence. And.
Hey. Your motto is seize the opportunity. It's not carpe diem, biafioko.
Oh, it's carpe diem.
Carpe diem. And it means what?
Excellency.
Hey! You there will find us. You there, let's go. Mm-hmm.
I do one visual art too.
Visual art, okay. I offer visual art now. I do one visual art. I don't mind them. These people don't mind. They are illiterates. Ah, Kasa!
In our school, the dining is okay.
Dining is okay. Food is on point.
We have a menu that...
You follow, okay.
One day we drink tea with bread. Mm. And then after...
Is it the tea we know or is another tea?
It's watery.
But every tea is watery. There's no tea that is thick.
But it's like, if you pour it on the table,
You can see water. You can see your face inside. Mirror. It's sugar and water. Yeah, what have you learned from your school?
Oh, how to weed.
How to do what? Just want to go farming. After paying this plenty school fees, you go to do farming. How to weed? Okay, continue.
How to arrange your clothes?
Okay. How to fold and arrange your clothes? No problem. He's a visual arts student. Don't hit him hard. You like the school, eh? Or should change it? You like the school. Next. Kahon. Hurry up, hurry up.
So, my name is Henry Adam. I'm from, I attended school at St. Paul's.
St. Paul. How many of you remember Poison? Yeah, Poison. That's the school.
And the short name is Sparkle Boys.
It's what?
Sparkle Boys.
The name of your school is called?
Sparkle.
Sparkle Boys. That's the short form of your name.
Yeah.
Sparkle Boys.
Yeah.
A lie. Yes. That is then, huh?
So, some of the punishments.
What course?
General at one. Some of the punishment we were receiving was like.
The punishment
running at the park naked.
You ran around
naked,
the park
naked.
It's a boys' school.
Yeah.
So you ran around the park naked and where come back?
Yes. And also, every day is chapel day.
Chapel day, you go and pray.
In the morning, you go for morning mass. In the evening, night prayers. All the time.
And they punish you too like that.
Yes.
Dining. We are interested in the dining.
So the dining too, in the morning, we take like Tom Brown or...
Hey, this Tom Brown thing, it looks like everyone likes the Tom Brown.
You can see the brown. It's Tom Brown.
You can see the brown.
And the porridge. But the nickname for the porridge is Red Sea.
Red Sea?
Yes. Something like red. And also when it's lunch, we take rice and sauce or baby shit.
Baby shit. Yes. What is that?
It's a certain rice mixed with granite and egg. Then supper we take bouncing ball, which is kinky.
Hey Charlie, put your hands together for him. But it's a blessing. I think that it makes you have an overview of how life is, okay? And my prayer for all of you is that you go and pass the secondary school and come back. Okay, you all go. We all went. We didn't die. So if you also go, you will not die. Okay, but what it does is that it opens your eyes and it makes you learn so much. Okay. All right. So last week, we've used half of the time for secondary school people. So I'm using half to preach and then we can go. So last week, I started explaining to you about prayer. Charlie, speak to them. I started talking to you about what? Prayer. And I said that prayer is one of the habits that we really have to cultivate. You see, as we are growing up, okay, it is very important that you must learn how to pray. Prayer is not something somebody can do for you. Yes. And you see, most of you, you've heard people say, oh, ukwa, sorukwa, bompa, I don't know if you have heard that thing before. Somebody have even told you that when you get to church, pray for me. Have you prayed for the person before? No. All of us, it doesn't happen. So the most important thing to do is to learn how to pray for yourself. But find out what is happening. Why that they have a church, they are preaching, everybody is talking. What's happening? Why is everybody talking? Eh? Why is everybody talking? They can't sit for pastor to preach. What is happening? Did you hear any noise from us? Shame on you. Is the building for only you people? The whole place should be for only J Church. And you have a pastor who is standing here. You are all making noise, plus your pastor. If I don't do that, don't fear me. Once a while, you shake them. So it's very, look at how adult church is preaching. Nobody is talking. Everybody is talking. Who are we listening to? Ah. You should close down that church. Send them as missionaries to Bekwai. We'll send them to Ganata Sinai. Lie. Okay, so prayer is very important. And last week, I remember I was telling you that there are things that you cannot do when you are not 18 years. You can't vote. You can't marry when you are not 18. It's illegal. You can't drive on our roads when you are not 18. It's illegal. When you are caught, you'll be dealt with. But when it comes to prayer, everybody is allowed to pray. And we established last week that God has said in his word severally that when you call on him, he will answer. You see? And I'm saying for somebody to make that statement, it means that the person is sure. He said, call on me and I will answer you. When you call on God, he will answer. And the reason I've started this series is that a lot of young people do not pray. True of us. No, true of us. A lot of young people do not pray. And one of the secrets I'm sharing with you is that do not say that when you grow up, look, there are things when you grow up and it will never change. No, it doesn't change. When I grow up, I will do this. A lot of the things that when I grow up, I will do, it doesn't get done. If you don't learn how to pray here in this church, when you grow up and you move to adult church, you will not be different from people, somebody who doesn't pray. So I want everybody in this service and in this church, as a young person, to learn how to pray. It is one of the requirements. You see, let me tell you, when we say prayer, prophet has written a certain book. He said, read your Bible, pray every day. I'm sure we all know that song. Read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow, let me explain that song to you. Prayer is your communication with God. Do you understand? When you want to talk to God, the art of talking to God is called prayer. Now, when God wants to talk to you, he does that through his word. And his word is the word of God. So you cannot isolate prayer and reading the Bible. When God talks to you, or God talks to you through his word. So there are people who pray, they don't read the Bible. It's unto them. There are people too who read the Bible who don't pray. That's why people are describing here that they eat beans without planting. Yeah. Because we don't know where it's coming from. We all know that beans goes with cocoa. It makes it nice. Yeah. And even in the world of nutrition, it's balanced. I mean, you can't tell me we've given you Tom Brown. We say go and look for your own sugar. Or you are drinking Tom Brown without sugar. How does it work? It's like you are just doing one and you are neglecting the other. So reading your Bible and praying every day, it moves together. And as you are in this church, learn it. Learn how to pray. Don't just come here, we close, you go, and you don't know how to pray. Yeah. You see, what prayer does is that prayer takes you from a lot of evils. Yeah. A lot of evil. And we as Christians, prayer is war. Everybody say prayer is war. Yeah. It's warfare. It's warfare. Are there things in your life you don't like? Let's ask the question again. Are there things in your life that you try to stop, but it's not stopping? You have tried it. Show by hands. There are things in your life you try. You see, don't look at me like an angel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me like an angel. Yeah. I'll show you. In Romans chapter 7, verse 14, 15, thereabout. Paul said that the things I want to do, I cannot do them. But the things I don't want to do, they are the things I find myself. Look whether you can find it over there. Romans chapter 7, verse 14, 15, thereabout. Now, this is even Paul talking. And Paul is saying that there are things he wants to stop, but he cannot stop. He's finding it very difficult to stop it. Who has found it? Our screen is not here. So when I quote the scripture, just get it and read it for us quickly. Madam, so be reading for us. Romans chapter 7.
Romans chapter 7, verse 14.
14, yes.
For we know that the law is spiritual.
Okay.
But I am carnal.
Go to 15. Go to 15.
But what I am doing, I do not understand.
But what I'm doing, I do not understand.
For what I would to do, that I do not practice.
But what is that, King James? I want somebody with King James. King James makes it very. That is, I want to do. Yours is not King James. Who has King James? Who has King James here? We don't have anybody who has King James. King James said that. He said, I don't really understand myself. Give it to her. I don't really understand myself.
For I want to do what is right.
But I want to do what is right.
But I don't do it.
But I don't do it. How many of you are in this situation? You want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Show by hands. This is Paul talking. This is Paul. Paul who wrote the New Testament. He said the things he wants to do, which is right, he doesn't do it. Do you also fall in this category? Show by hands. There are things you know is right. This thing here, I know it's right, but I can't do it. Yes?
Instead, I do what I hate.
But instead, I do what I hate. How many of you fall into this category again? You do what you hate. You do. You can see that they're still in there. You try to stop it. You yourself, you told yourself, that I focus. Like the vision of my school, I focus on the thing. But still, before you see, the money is in your pocket. You have tried several times, but the bad things you don't want to do, they are the things you find yourself doing. Now, let me tell you one thing to do to overcome this thing. Anything that comes into your life and the thing doesn't want to go, when you want it to go, it means that thing has come for war. Shall I say it again? Anything in your life that you want to stop and the thing is not stopping, you have tried, the thing is not stopping by yourself, you have tried, it means that thing has come for war. And when something has come for war, then you need a supernatural force. Yeah. You have to, it means that thing has come. Bible says in Proverbs, it says that poverty shall come like an armed man. Those bad things you do, they have come like armed men. They don't want to go. And you need a special for, you need to call on God. In Jonah chapter 1 verse 6, Bible said that the captain of the ship came to Jonah and told Jonah that, what meaning thou? Oh, thou sleeper. He said, call on your God. If there is something you are struggling with, if there's a problem in your life, let me tell you, the best thing to do is to call on your God. Call on your God. Call on your God. If that thing that's, look, you are struggling with mass, it means that mass has come to frustrate you. Call on your God. Yes, just call on your God. And God has told us severally in the Bible. Last week we learned it in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 10. Said that, and then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Another one in Psalm 91, verse 15, said that he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Anything that is posing as a source of stress and frustration and depression in your life, call your God. Because that thing has come for war. And I want to show you steps to get 100% answered prayer. Number one, the first step to get a quick response is that pray yourself. Everybody say, pray yourself. Say, pray yourself. All right, I will pray myself. Yeah, pray yourself. Who is reading the Bible for me? Look for John chapter 16, verse 23. Pray yourself. Let me tell you, that thing that you leave your prayer in the hands of people, there are things you can leave for people to do, and there are things you cannot leave for people to do. One of the things you cannot leave for people to do is prayer. Chama, do you understand me? You cannot leave your prayer life for me. That, oh, by this time, I feel pastor is praying for me. Hey! Which pastor? No, which pastor? Are you there? John chapter 16, verse 23. What does it say? John 16, 23, yes?
At that time, you won't need to ask me for anything.
Okay.
I tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You will ask the Father directly.
You ask the Father directly.
And he will grant your request because you use my name.
Continue, verse 24.
You haven't done this before. Ask, using my name, and you will receive.
So, continue.
And you will have abundant joy.
Mm-hmm.
I have spoken of these matters in figures of speech, but soon I will stop speaking fragrantly and will tell
you. It's okay. You are going too far. But you see, when one of the words that ran through this is you. You will ask the Father in my name, and he will grant to you. If you read King James, he said,
ye shall ask me, ye. King James uses ye, it means, he said, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Ye means you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. Hitherto, ye have asked nothing in my name, and ye shall receive that your joy may be full. One of the words that ran through is ye and you, which is the same. You learn to pray yourself. At you, learn to pray. You see, when the prayer is your own, when you are praying yourself, it's different from when somebody is praying for you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. When you are washing your own clothes, it's different from when you are washing somebody's clothes. Or when you are ironing your own dress, it's different. Anything you are doing for yourself, the zeal is different. This type of pray for me. I'm not saying pray for me is bad, though. I pray for you. But the way I pray for you is not the way I pray for myself. Like Kayla is sleeping and I'm praying for Kayla. I wake up at dawn and I'm praying for Kayla. The energy is not the same if I'm praying for myself. Learn to pray yourself. Ye shall ask. You will ask. Ye. Learn to pray. All of you sitting down here, one of the things you must learn is how to pray. Yeah. Don't live a Christian life where you cannot pray. You cannot pray. When something is worrying you, you can't pray. Now, we have Christians who don't pray. And sometimes, people don't pray because they don't know how to pray. It's simple. And imagine you have a problem and you don't know how to pray. Look, the devil, he's a crafty person. And if you give him chance, Caleb, play something. Your iPad is bigger than mine, so you think you are the pastor. Mm-hmm. Play something sensible. I look like American preacher. But today the secondary school people have come, so I have to preach. But most of them, when they went to school, they were not praying. They were not praying. If you look at the punishment you go to, you won't get time to pray. No, they don't pray. SU, when they were talking, none of them even mentioned SU, but there's SU in all of them, they are schools, they don't even mention SU. So we go to SU. Nobody said they go to SU. It's about dining. But when you look at, I should ask them to talk. None of them say, oh, I went to SU, and the only few people talk about church. The rest of the people is about how the food is and how the food is not. And it's possible you can attend that school for 3 years and you will never come out with anything spiritual. Mm-hmm. Prayer. Everywhere. Pray. One of the things that can actually make you a strong Christian. A very strong Christian is a strong prayer life. Most people don't pray. Recently, we had a survey on pastors. Listen, pastor, I'm not talking about fetish priest. Pastors. Most pastors don't pray. Most pastors don't have their quiet time. So imagine a pastor who doesn't pray. You church member, where do you stand? The pastor doesn't pray. But you church member, why are you going to pass to pray? If I ask from Monday up to today, how many of you prayed? It will be disastrous. Most people pray only when they have problems. True of us. Yeah, if you don't have problems, you are not praying. If you see somebody in a certain forest praying, there's a problem. You see your mother waking up at dawn. You know that this woman you stay with, she doesn't pray. Yeah. You see, one of the people who will tell whether, who will tell, like his children, who can best tell whether their parents pray or not? Because we are in the house. We are in the house. If you pray, we see. Or you are a mother with us, you don't cook. If you cook, we see the food. If you don't cook, we see. You don't pray. If you don't pray in your house, Prince, me, I wouldn't know. How will I know? How will I know you don't pray? Young people, I am putting a weapon in your hands. A weapon that will deliver you from the grips and the fiery darts of the wicked one. And that weapon is called prayer. It doesn't look powerful, but it is. These days, we cannot get young people to lock themselves up in their room praying continuously for 1 hour. But you see, God has also said that. He said, when you call on me, I will answer you. Learn to pray. Sometimes when we come to church, we say, oh, let's rise to our feet and pray. You see people. Yeah. It tells how unserious we are. But you see, you have never been to a prayer meeting and you have met somebody before. You see, when we come for prayer meeting, everybody's problem is different. Except, of course, you see, when if you are growing up, you don't have so many problems. If you are a child, my children, they don't pray. My children, they don't pray. They are going to pray for what? No, they are praying for what? Toys. God should touch their father's heart to buy toys for them. Do you get it? Now, this is where the deception is. You see, because everything you are looking for, you get it. Some of you, including lies, as you are in secondary school, you've called them. My head, the left one. So, what about the G's canon? The left one. It's doing me like press before band. You know? Boom, boom, boom. When I was in the university, I went to UDS. Very far from Accra. Sometimes you call them, they should send money, don't send. I had a friend called Ifia. Ifia will pick my phone and call. Am I speaking to Ima's mother? They say, yeah. Ima is in the hospital, critically ill. Shy. Sharp. If I were in Legon, they would have come there. Tamale, the transport you take to come, you will send that transport. If I leave Tamale right now, what's the time now? 12:23. I'll get the midnight 12:23. Uh-huh. Will you come? The risk, the accident on the road, you come, you send the money. Legon, they'll tell you, come home. But even now, we are going to Tamaleka, it's about 300 cities. So that 300, why don't you send the 300 so that they will come out from the hospital? Hey. So lies, so that you can get money. We say, we are buying some book. You see, they'll start calling us right now for books. You say some book, they'll start calling us. Else you have started. So some classes, special classes, PE classes. Hey! PE is your own classes. Every dubious mean to get money, you will do. But when you come out from school, that's when you see that, hey! And sometimes if you have a certain type of parent, after SHS, they think you can work. So they don't mind you again, like you are on your own. That's where people begin to pray. And that's it. Have to call on the certain supreme. Like when you wake up in the morning, you are looking up to God. Like, God will bring my food, because the food is not coming from anywhere. That is where you will learn how to pray. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, that's when you begin to talk like, my father is God. Huh? Why would you say your father is God? But right now, as you say that, your father is not God. God is not your father. When we say God is my provider, you don't understand, because your father is your provider. He provides everything for you. Yeah. Learn to pray yourself. Do not live your prayer life. Shelly, do not leave your prayer life to somebody else. In that day, ye shall ask me. You will ask me. I have been a betweener before. Do you know betweener? Do you know betweener? They sent me to the girl. I've done some before. Yeah. And I was chilling more than the guy. Sometimes I'll go, the girl will give me things that I should bring it to the boy. Oh, it doesn't. That time there was no phone. The thing doesn't come. But that girl, they had provision store. Provision store. So if the girl see me, you know that they have sent me. Tell the girl will give me biscuit, things like that. Go and give it. And when I don't know whether when they meet, that she doesn't ask her that I sent. I don't know. But some way, somehow, I used to be chilling. Be chilling. Because I was harmless. Then you have come, you have sent me. So I go and tell the girl that. You see, if you make somebody between her, one day if you don't take a deck between her, I'll collect the girl. Collect the girl. Because you see, because whoever you communicate with more, you get attracted to the person. Now, me, I'm your betweener. Go and tell the girl that I say I love her. Wait, so I said, is it something we send? Oh, please. Wonder has come and tell that he loves you. How do you do something like this? So it's like every day you are sending a certain pastor to go and tell God, oh, pastor, please, I want to travel to America. So please tell God that I sent my visa. Do you see? But you, even you, human being, you think you are sensible. If somebody does that, you don't even mind the person. If I come and tell that Wanda say he loves you, will you put yourself into that relationship? No, human being, you won't do that. And you think God is a fool. Oh God, I'm here. I'm praying for priest life. Father, I pray that Lord. I pray that she'll pass commerce. Ah. So God, so the priest girl, where is she? The girl is moving about. For her, it's not her concern to pass commerce. Oh. But you are here praying. Do you see how it works? But when you go, you say, God, please, I beg you, commerce is my main problem. Hey, God, if you can help me, commerce, I beg you, let me pass commerce and social studies. My life will be better. You have a personal relationship with the person. That's why beggars will continue to beg. Because anybody begging, you don't know the person. If you give beggar money, there is God that touch your heart. People hardly give to beggars. But somebody you know. Oh, I know you. Oh, Reverend, I'll wire you right now. I know you. Do you understand? So there is a certain relationship. So one advantage of praying. Listen, I'm about to close. One advantage of praying is that you develop a relationship with God. And that is where I want you. See, when you have a relationship with with somebody, sometimes the person doesn't need to ask. What was it? Was it Wednesday? No, it was not Wednesday. Monday. It was not Monday. It was Tuesday. Independence was Tuesday. Tuesday, I was just there. No, then I said, no, let me do Momo. I did Momo to my wife. 300 cedis. She called. She said, what is the money for? I said, I've done you show. You understand? She didn't ask. It's not like she said she won't train. I said, look, I feel that I want to do you show. I've done you show. Right? You are looking at my face. Oh, so it's only me number. Me number. I don't have your number. So if I want to do you show, I know me number, boy. I don't need you. I don't have your number. Do you understand? So she said, what? I said, oh, I feel to do you show. Love is sweet, oh, brah. Love is sweet. Yeah, check where we are. Yeah, check where I be. Maybe I have free buy. Never say alcohol bill. Say woman, now why you show kakra? Do you understand? She didn't ask. But somebody who doesn't know me, hey, oh, brah, patcho me waha. Patcho me waha, me waha. Hey, some of you when I meet you, I even have to ask what's your name. But there are people when they come, so sir. You understand what I'm trying to say? Develop a relationship with God through prayer. Your personal, insist on your personal time, your personal prayer. As you have come back from secondary school, look, don't joke. Your best time is when your parents leave for work and there is nobody in the house. Don't put on TV and watch cartoons or Nigerian movies. This is the time you should lock yourself up in a room and be praying. Yeah. This is the time. This is the time. That is, if you can be disciplined and do that, this is the time. Because you see, you will see your uselessness when they release your WASI results and you discover that you have failed 4 subjects. You see that, hey, we are saying, I was telling somebody that now that it's time to write the exam, I'm saying, be serious with God. Let God know that you are like, open asem kakra. Hey. All of us, when we need something from our uncles, there's a way we behave. Yeah. I mean, that few times you need the thing, you have to behave properly. But who know? Develop. When your parents leave for work, everybody has left for work, put in a song. If it is 30 minutes, pray like intense prayer. Let me tell you a trick. When I was in school, look, I'm not that student that the head is good, though. Main pair this year. Look, there are students who like learning. Like, main pair this year. Look, from JHS to university, I'm telling you, main pair this year. If I take the book, yele, 20 minutes, maybe. What I'm looking for, if I get it 20 minutes, I'm done. The rest of the time. And you see, if you sit by me, NDMS say, I'll talk with you. So my friend Frederick, we are friends, but we don't learn together. He said, oh, the thing as we are going, you bring a topic right now. And I'll bring a topic. When I'm learning for exams, I do what we call selective learning. It's a dangerous way of learning. I tell myself that way, but I'm not the one who said the question, where am I? Where is where am I? My aim is not to get 100%. Oh, me per 50 be they are far level, no? Me cosa. But one of the things I used to do, I pray a lot. I remember when I was in secondary school, I told God, hey, no, deck, and my mean trouble. I said, God, you know that me, no? The head, no? You know, be say I get somebody. Like, you the one I used to learn, no? Mami, for bomb pie. Why? So that you will do some small magic for me. I've been on it. Pray. Shelly, BC is coming. You see, if I were you and like me, I'll sleep in the church. I'm here. Like I'm here. You see, one of the things you can get to tie people up. One of the things you can get. I said, come. You will not come. No, sit down. Come. Hey, come, you won't come. I give you 5 cities, you won't come. No, I gave you 5 cities, you won't come. I gave you 5 cities, come. Hey. You see, first, she was not coming. But after I said, I have to remind you of the 5 cities. This 5 cities, I can use to control her. If I say, do something, hey, that 5 cities I gave you, you always have to remind her of the 5. And you see, because she has integrity. Hey, I am power. Wamami 5 will be. You understand? Wamami 5 be. So ask her, oh God, it's like you can't see that maybe around like March then. No? I was serious in church. So because of that, you come to make me feel the BC. So God will say, hey, I am power from March. She used to be serious. Or the coffee bar, sorry. Nah, no. That's how you used to get people. Yeah. But with the bonisa, the month you are writing the exams in, you don't come to church. Hey, that, what are you going to use to remind God? No, what are you? Oh, God, last month. If I said you come and you not come, I said, during my last 2 years, I gave you money. Me, last 2 years, babe. Last 2 years, we forgot it. But this one, the 5 cities, is sharp. It's current. Hey, my mom, 5 cities, so. So yeah, Maka. You go and bring the water. They will use the 5 cedis. So the Sawa Queens. I gave you Queens. I want you, listen. I want you to point to God. You see, and these are some of the things. One of the things you use is your tithe. Hey, Nyami Metu, I'm a title. I always say this testimony. When I was in university, when I was about to move from Accra to Tamale, somebody told me that if you go to school, you choose those. Because my father had died, my mother doesn't. The one who paid the fee self, I don't. When I got to school, a day came. That day was a Friday. All I had, you know, 5 pesos. You know, first 5 pesos, not 50 pesos. You know, 5 pesos. I had 5 pesos, 3 in my pocket, and 10 cedis, 1 in my tithe card. 5 pesos, 15 pesos. What are you going to buy? So it was there. Friday passed. So they're eating. You have to do your formation. So sometimes I have a friend, I'll go there. Charlie, you get sugar. It was not sugar I was looking for, it was Gary I was looking for. So you get sugar. Always where sugar is, Gary is there. So what is yeah, he said, well, I get sugar. I did the things. So if I go say, oh, you get Gary today, then I feed do soakings. Are you getting the thing? I'm not coming for sugar. I'm coming for Gary. And if I ask for Gary, I won't get. So I say, I want sugar. So the sugar is there. So where the sugar is where Milo is. It's where Gary is and where Nkatia is. I said, oh, then if you get this thing, I feel tear small. Then so no problem. Then I do the soakings. Then I then move. I then move, go another guy in there. Now that guy, no, I then come ask him, you get the handout that doctor. I say, yeah, I get them. As I go and see the guy, they cook rice. I'm not going. I'm reading the handout in this room. Till the rice, the rice always is in the rice cooker. So when the rice is cooked, you better care. Oh, Fred, the team maker. Now, say, me, I didn't come to eat. I came to read. I'm reading. You can't eat and leave me. And say, because even in food, you know, I'm reading. Reading. By all means, when you serve, you say, oh, Charlie, come make we chop. If I hear come make we chop, I chop finish, you know, I go bed. This is evening food. The following morning, I'm looking for another friend. That girl I call Ifia, I go to her place. See me now. Charlie, me if you see me now, me I be feeling that you see me now, I go feel rapy right now. Charlie, Ifia, what's up? Charlie, a day. I'm a G plastic chair. Me fat plastic chair, she's a numre. Stories that you have not heard before. Me the name be pie. I have the fat. Friday pass, Saturday pass, Sunday, Sunday, when I was sending the tithe to church, I kept hearing the voice, you are a fool. You don't have money and you are sending tithe to church. That thing, see this, you could have used to buy something. When I got to church, then I drop in my tithe. When I drop in my tithe, I'm saying, me ding was yasen. First offering, I gave 5 pesos. Second offering, I gave 5 pesos. Remaining 5 pesos. I came Sunday after church. Me then I'm hoboga. I didn't eat and I went to church. So we closed earlier. Just walking. Then I said, no. Make I go ask somebody, say, he get hand out. Charlie, when I went, boys, you were cooking. I said, what? I'm not going today. I was learning the hand out, telling them stories they've never heard before, looking for things we can't find. Well, there, Charlie, I chop afternoon food. I said, no, evening time. The way the place look, you know, I forget a new place. That strategy. Then, the Sunday evening when I came to sleep in the evening, I picked my tithe card. And I said, God, oh, I beg you. Oh. You see, me when I'm desperate with the prayer, I said, God, the tithe, you know. You are the one that said that when we bring the tithe, you open some window. That window, I've not seen it before. Now, the way the thing has done, no, I beg the window, you for open them, because right now, I'm suffering. I'm taking people, Gary, Me too. Yeah. So wherever that window is, you know, I beg you, they make you open them small, so say I go see something. I select. Then, but I've prayed already. I've prayed already. Another time that I prayed that prayer was when we married and we were not getting children. And I said, hey, God, this thing, if I not do, me, I'm a safe pastor. I'm carrying people's children every day. Now, come here, I don't have a child. If I do something or the job, no, you for look for somebody, make you can't do them. Either you come and be the same pastor yourself, you take the children to camp, or you look for a baby for me. When I prayed that prayer, the following month, bam, then my wife told me that I'm pregnant. I said, huh. Back to the tithe issue. So, I woke up Monday morning. Took my book. I went to lectures. Was at lectures? Nah. Then I had a call. And the person said, I have been calling you since Friday. I said, oh. He said, Friday, no, I've sent you some money in your bank account. Friday. He said, has been calling me Friday. They didn't get me. Then no, I pick my book. I say, if you remember why? If he said, what two cities? Why? That time two cities can take you to where the bank. What two cities here now? The man. Let me say, bring my things to the house. Because me call bank, I mean Bahabi. No. And where the bank, Access Bank, Tamale, where the bank is, there's a choba. It's called Sharp Curve Choba. Masa. What am I caught? Look, that day I ate. Then I called the person. I received the money. And I said, yeah. So look, when you are desperate, this is where you go to. That prayer, nobody can pray for you. Oh God, I pray. Remember Prince title. God, Prince, like Prince. You know Prince? That the guy who, yeah, the short one, have to now describe Prince to God. You have to come yourself. Radim Abau. You see, Bible says, come boldly unto the throne room of that you may. Come, you yourself, come boldly. Somebody said in their school, they were teaching them confidence work. You have to be confident too. Look, if we are saying, confidence, tell him about what's up? Like the guy in Garino. Tell him, knock the guy and I said, Sam, tell him, what's up? You got sugar? Say, yeah, I got sugar. Wait, I said, where he did? So he did the locker inside. I said, oh, you sound get Gary then cut here for you. He said, yeah, what's up? I said, then I fit here, so kids, riders. He said, oh, no, yawa. Now, no, yawa, no. I said, Gary, sugar, granite, Milo, and Nido. I'm so fun. And I mean, look, but that is my chance. That's the last chance if I don't use the chance. And I make sure that I ate the thing. So, even if I'm a man, I should cry. My bones, we have a call. We've all suffered before. But I want you to have a personal relationship with God. He said, when you come yourself, this thing about, I'll pray for you. Sometimes you see pastors say, I'll pray for you, give me money. Hey, if you have money to give to somebody to pray for you, use that money to buy food. And eat the food. Get energy and pray yourself. And then somebody will pray for you. But this prayer we pray for you, receive it in Jesus. Hey, next week is our from the lips of children, from the lips, and this is going to be anointing service on this, but they've not experienced them before. And they were not here for January edition, they were not here for February edition. Come in Saturday, come and see something. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see. Saturday, we are coming. Yeah. Saturday is special. Look, Saturday, I'm telling you, if you don't come early, here will be full. Dakuma is coming. All our branches are coming. And if you don't know these things, the secondary school, for you don't know, Kela, hey, I can't show my freshers. Kela, but mama, yeah. So Saturday is special anointing service. Yeah. Last February was communion service. This one is anointing service. Yeah, what time? 4 o'clock sharp. Hey, find out whether Chifogu has told them. Should announce it. 4 o'clock sharp. They are coming here. Yeah. 4 to 6. Saturday, 4 to 6. Everybody must be here. Yeah. And we are coming to pray and seek God. Let me tell you, whatever the problem is, when you bring it before God, God will answer. Look, I've had cases where God have really answered my prayers. Recently, I was going to write exams. The truth is, I didn't learn. No, I know that I didn't learn that thing. And as I was writing the exam, saying, I know that this one, I am failing. And that exam, if you fail one paper, to register and write again is 400 CDs. Okay. And I had a girl in the class, she filled six of the papers. 6, 4, 24, 2,400. It's not even the money which is my problem. But that I'll go and write the thing again. As I was writing, I said, God, this one day I beg you, I'll be reverent. Be reverend. When the results came in, I had 50. Pepe, 50. Like, do you know 50? 50 is like C. If they remove point something, I'll write receipt. 50. Pepe. That's what's right. I know that. Even, look, I didn't understand the question that if you look at everybody's face, everybody has frown. You see this type of exam that everybody has frown. Hey, is that exam? Everybody was insulting the teacher. He's a useless man. What he taught us, he didn't come. As they were talking, I didn't say anything. I said, God, this one, I beg. God, the point in the class, they know that I must suffer. If they hear that I've received, it won't be nice. God, you know that me, I'm one of your pastors. So that was the prayer I was praying. You, in your case, what can you remind God about? Pray yourself. You yourself, learn to pray. You have told them. And making noise. Learn to pray yourself. Young girl, you have to pray so that a certain useless boy will not cross your path. All you need to spoil is just one boy to cross your path and give you raps. Oh, you look like sunflower. When the boy say you look like sunflower, him, suddenly this part of your brain, it will come here. So that you don't think properly. Sunflower. But when you look at yourself in the mirror, you don't look like sunflower. Yeah. Just call you baby. Just Valentine, he just have to bring you chocolate. One. That's the end of your life. The spirituality is over. Chocolate. King's bite. This Valentine, I had over 26 chocolates. 26. This is. From 26 different girls. Yeah. But you, if you had that one chocolate, your life will change. Pray. I'm saying pray. So that, as you pray, so that a certain slay queen will not cross your path. Slay queen. Will not cross your path. Do yourself this year, not this year, this week. Let's take it up as a challenge. 30 minutes every week. 30 minutes every day. Tell yourself that I will do 30 minutes every day. You alone in the room, put on a music and begin to pray in tongues for 30 minutes every day. Try it. That is how to develop, because you don't have time. All of you here don't have time. I don't know whether you are mechanics or you are plumbers or market women, whatever, but you don't seem like you have time. Last 2 weeks, somebody entered my office. Say, hey, the atmosphere in your office has changed. I said, yes, of course. It will change. You know, when you enter the AC plus the music and everything, nobody will tell you that I'm about to go to heaven. I pray for you. That you will learn how to pray. It is better to learn how to pray than to have a degree. It's better. John Knox, he said, it is better to learn how to pray. How to pray than to have a degree. It's time. My time is up. Stand to your feet and let's close. My time is up. Stand to your feet. Because we use all the time. Oh, why are you not clapping? It's not a trick. They say my time is up. Your pastor says my time is up. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hands, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. This love is so deep. This love is so deep. It's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can stand.
I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming.
The more I seek you,
the more I seek you,
the more I find 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 you,
the more I love you.
Oh, the more I love.
I wanna see that your face. Sing it for the very last time.
I wanna see that your feet drink from the cup in your hands. Lay back against you and breathe. Fill your heart with
this love.
This love is so deep. It's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming.
Everybody lift up your hand and say this prayer. Say,
Lord Jesus,
please forgive me, of all my sins. I acknowledge that you are Christ. Came to die for me. All my sins, you have washed with your blood. This afternoon, write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for
this. Has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.